主要真的感谢您。
Lord, thank you.
今天我们这个 worship 呀，是为我们每一个弟兄姐妹的。
So this worship is for all of our brothers and sisters.
也是为我们的孩子的。
And also for our children.
他们是我们的未来。
They are our future.
也是我们教会的未来。
And also a future for our church.
因为他们从小就学习敬虔圣殿的生活。
May they learn from early life about holy life.
活在你话语的教导中。
That they can live in your words.
活在你爱的训练中。
Live under your love discipline.
更是活在你圣灵的浇灌里。
Moreover, that they live in your Holy Spirit.
求主赐给我们的主学老师智慧、忍耐、能力。
May you give wisdom, perseverance, and power for our Sunday school teacher.
在一起有美好的时间。
So that they can spend a wonderful time with our children.
我们这样仰望、感恩、祷告，奉靠耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我祝福你们。今天是冬令时的第一天。
So today is the first day of daylight saving.
其实今天我们有25小时。
So we have 25 hours today.
你有没有发现，如果你的人生多一个小时
？Have you realized if you have you can have extra hour in your life？
你会做什么
？What are you gonna do？
你会跟 Catherine 一起读圣经吗
？Are you going to spend time reading Bible with Catherine？
你会和 Mary 一起唱圣歌吗
？Are you going to sing worship song with Mary？
你会做什么特别有意义的事情吗
？What things that you're gonna do？What kind of thing you gonna do?
大概率没有什么。
Most likely not.
可能躺在床上看手机。
Maybe lying on your bed, like play with your phone.
或者在厨房里面东做一点，西做一点。
Or maybe getting busy in the kitchen.
然后很快一个小时就没有了。
And very quickly the hour passes.
所以改变我们生命的，其实不在乎多一个小时或改变一个什么处境。
So, change in order to change our life doesn't mean like you can have extra moment with yourself or you know, change your circumstances.
而是圣灵在我们心里改变我们的生命。
But rather to have Holy Spirit inside of us to change us from inside.
是里面的改变和更新。
So it's a renewal from the inside.
不是外面环境的改变。
Not something on the outside.
我特别感谢今天教授的敬拜。
So I'm really grateful for our brother Joshua's.
Yeah, 他说这个愿主他的愿语，我们是多么渴慕主的愿语。
So how much we long for the dwelling place of our God.
今天我们要分享的经文就是发生在圣殿里。
So today we're going to share a scripture that is related to the holy temple.
有请 Justin open 我们今天的这个 PPT. 今天我们分享的题目是他在我们眼中看为稀奇。
So that's our topic today. So, him in our eyes, okay, 你要怎么翻
Actually, is Jesus Christ is a wonder in our eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 你看，可以看出这是一个葡萄园。
So this is a vineyard.
这是今天耶稣讲的这个故事，这个比喻的主要内容。
So that is the main story about this parable.
我请一位念一念这个中文版，然后请这个安娜念一下英文版，好不好？有请 David 来 ，David， 帮 David 来。
不好意思，我们听不太清楚。
It's Mark 12:1-12。
听不见吗？怎么听不见吗？
听不太清楚，对。
听不清楚是吗？
啊，现在听不清楚。
现在听不清楚，我移进来一点好吗？
好，那我来念。中文的，你来念英文的好吗
？OK。
耶稣就用比喻对他们说：“有人栽了一个葡萄园，周围圈上篱笆，挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去了。到了时候，打发一个仆人到园户那里，要从园户收葡萄园的果子。园户拿住他，打了他，叫他空手回去。再打发一个仆人到他们那里去。”他们打伤他的头，并且凌辱他，又打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他。后又打发好些仆人去，又被他们打的，又被他们杀的。原主有一位，还有一位是他的爱子。 幕后诱导了他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。不料那些元库彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。于是拿住他，杀了他，把他丢在园外。这样葡萄园的主人要怎么办呢？他要来除灭那些园户，将葡萄园转给别人。经上写着说，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头，这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。这经你们没有念过吗？他们看出这比喻是指着他们说的，就想要捉拿他，只是惧怕百姓，于是离开他走了。马可福音12:1-12。
Okay, so Mark 12:1-12. And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set an hedge about it, and dig a place for the wine fat, and built a tower and let it out to the husbandman. Okay. And went into a far country. And at the season, he sent out the husbandman a servant that he might receive from the husbandman of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him and beat him and sent him away empty. And again, he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones and wounded him in the head and sent him away shamefully handled. And again, he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen and will give the vineyard unto others. And they have the end have yet not read the scripture. The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew what he had spoken the parable against them. And they left him, and went their way.
谢谢安娜，有点长就辛苦了啊。其实这个故事是一个悲伤的故事。
So it's a sad story.
Sad story, isn't it?
是不是啊？
你看这个，实际上这件事情发生在什么时候呢？发生在逾越节。逾越节呢是那一天，但是逾越节呢，它过后还有除酵节，所以它是一周的时间。
So, it happened during Passover. So, because Passover is a week long.
所以你知道那还记不记得耶稣是在逾越节的时候，他进了圣殿，洁净了圣殿。
Remember that it's during the Passover that Jesus entered the Holy Temple, and then he cleansed the Holy Temple.
他把那个牛羊给赶散了。
So he cast out all the cows, you know, all the cattle.
他把那个鸽子笼给打开门，让鸽子飞走了。
And then also, you know, the pigeon cages, he opened it and then let all the pigeons go.
他把那个换钱的那个桌子都给掀翻了。
And remember that he even flipped over the tables of those, you know, traders.
你看这香港人常说一句话啊，这个挡人钱财如杀人父母啊。
So there's a saying in Hong Kong.That if you stop someone's, you know, getting any money, it's like killing their parents.
所以说啊，这个祭司们都很生气。
So the priests were pretty angry.
因为他们把他这个圣殿的市场都给扰乱了。
Because he has, you know, Jesus has destroyed the tradings or the trades inside the temple.
所以他们就过来质问耶稣。
So they came and asked Jesus.
你是谁？谁给你的权柄做这样的事情
？Okay, who are you? Who gave you this right to do such thing?
于是耶稣呢就回答，用这个故事回答了个问题。
So Jesus replied with this parable.
你知道我们这个 new immigration 都要考 IELTS.
So as a new immigrant, you have to go through the IELTS test.
如果我你回问我你来加拿大有什么感受，我就说 How I'm happy.这是四分以下的水平。
So during the IELTS test, the English test, if they ask you what do you think about coming to Canada, if you say I'm happy, then it's a pretty low score that you're going to get.
Pretty low.
Like 4, maybe.
但是我如果讲一个具体的故事，一个处境的话，来描述我来这里的感受，那可能会到6分到7分。
But if I describe my feeling of coming to Canada with some kind of story, maybe I get a higher score, say 6.
所以当这些祭司问耶稣的时候，耶稣的回答是满分。
So when they asked Jesus this question, Jesus' reply was, you know, like a full score.
他不是用简单的回答我的权柄从哪里来。
He doesn't answer with a simple answer like where my powers or my authority came from.
他讲了一个故事，利用这个故事的情景，把整个世界的真相都揭示了。
However, he replied with this story, this parable, and to reveal to them the whole picture.
这个故事非常有意思，也可以浓缩在这个图片上。
So this story is very interesting. You can also see it in this picture.
你看，可不可以帮我关一下灯？谁把灯帮我关一下？你可以看到这个祭司长，最左边那个祭司长。
祭司长。So that's the head of the priest.
对，他为什么他是祭司长呢？他一个是戴着华冠最高的那个帽子。
Why is he the head of the priest? Because he's wearing a like a very tall hat.
然后他还抱着这个陀拉。
And also carry the Torah with him.
这个托拉就是以前的圣经。
So that is the Bible back then.
哦，很沉的，但是又刻在这个羊皮、牛皮上面。
So it's a pretty heavy scroll. It's been, you know, it's a scroll. It's
那么这个卷起来。
So it's a scroll that has been rolled up.
他抱着这个托拉。
So he has to carry the Torah with him.
不幸的是，他的眼睛是看不见的，是瞎子。
But you can see that his eyes, unfortunately, he's blind.
然后呢，他还要人很近的替着他说话，可能他也听不太清楚。
So someone is speaking like very closely to him. Maybe he's deaf as well.
这就是当时最高权力机构，宗教最高权力机构的一个缩影。
So is that you know, it symbolizes what happens back then in that kind of a society in the religion.
应该掌握上帝话语的人却又聋又瞎。
So a person who's supposed to know about God's word and yet they are blind and deaf.
而其他的人呢，却不知道如何处理面对的情况。
And then those who are around him doesn't know how to deal with the situation.
这就是像类似这个使徒保罗还没有信主之前的样子，年轻的扫罗。
So maybe that will represent the young Paul.Before he became a follower.
他现在还是一个坚定的法利赛人。
So he is a, you know, Pharisee at this moment.
非常极端的啊，原教旨主义者，非常野心勃勃 ，very ambitious, 野心勃勃，这个敌视的耶稣。
So an extremist, you know, with ambition, you know, be an enemy to the Christ.
你看这个像不像我们现在的世界？
Does it look like what we are in right now?
掌力，掌握权力，掌握知识的精英群体。
So those who owns wealth, owns the power in our society.
不靠着上帝的话语去治理这个世
界。So controlling the world without using the word of God.
完全为了自己的利益，尤其是经济利益。
They are only using all these rights for their own personal financial gain.
政治权利
or their political ambition.
完全按照自己的立场去说话
So they, you know, fight. They talk, you know, by his own political standpoint of view.
我们回来再看一看英文的这个经文
So we'll go and see the and read that thing. I mean, the scriptures in English.
因为在英文里面能够看到一些中文里面看不见的一些信息细节。
So there are something that is called in English that does not reveal in the Chinese.
你注意到没有？这里有 and.
So there's a lot of and.
这是耶稣在讲这个故事的时候，他是从希腊文直接翻译来的时候呢，他把所有的 and 连在一起的时候，说明这些动作都是一个 package， 是一体的。
So when this is translated from
Greek. Yeah.
So all this and means that it's a one whole package.
所以耶稣当时强调是什么呀？是这个葡萄园的园主如果建立这个葡萄园，并和这些园户立约，而这些园户怎么样？没有遵守他的约。
So this owner of this vineyard, he has some, it says husbandman. Okay. So, but they signed a contract, but however they did not follow what the contract says.
于是呢，这个园主呢就决定让他的爱子去和他们去恢复这个约，这是整个事件的最高潮。
Okay. So after multiple tries, so the vineyard owner sent his only son.Ask them for the repayment, and that is the climax of the story.
但是他们却杀害了他的爱子。
And yet they killed him.
这也预表了耶稣在一直走向十字架的道路上。
And they also, represent that Jesus, going on to the cross.
所以耶稣在第九节后面引用了诗篇的两句话。
So on verse 9, it quoted two verses from Psalm.
匠人弃用的这个石头却成了房角石。
So the stones that have been cast out by the, 第九节。
第九节第十节。
The stone which the builders rejected has become the headstone.
对，所以这在你们怎么样眼里怎么样看为稀奇。
So is it marvelous in your eyes?
于是呢，这些人都明白了耶稣在说什么。
So that those people understood what Jesus was talking about.
完全明白了。
They fully understand.
但他们不悔改。
But they chose not to give a reply.
这就是今天所有经文要说的内容。
So that's all the story, the scripture, that we're going to talk about.
最核心的内容。就是刚才安娜说的这句话，匠人所砌的石头已作为了房子的头块石头，这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
So the key verse is this verse that we just read, that the stone that been rejected by the builders have become the headstone.
所以稀奇，刚才我翻译成了 wonder 是不对的，叫 marvelous.
So isn't the marvelous in your eyes?
Yeah, 这是其实这个词在希腊文的旧约圣经中出现了71次。
你说 marvelous?
Marvelous 这个词。
So this word marvelous has appeared in the Bible for about 70 times.
如果说稀奇的话，你可能不熟悉，但它实际翻译成中文，很多的时候翻译成什么？翻译成奇妙。
So marvelous also.It's also meaning like amazing, like in Chinese translation.
记不记得在以赛亚书里面说他是和平之君，他是奇妙的测试。
So in Isaiah it says he's a prince of peace and wonderful counselor.
所以当耶稣这样宣告的时候，说在你们眼中看为稀奇，其实并不是说他们不明白这件事情，而强调他是谁。
So when he said about isn't that marvelous or wonderful in your eyes, it's not a question, but rather he's indicating that himself.
耶稣就是这个奇妙。
So he is this wondrous.
耶稣就是这个圣殿的主。
So he is the Lord of the temple.
他就是这个爱子被天父上帝差遣回来。
He is the loved one that has been sent by our Father God.
要更新这个约。
So that this.Covenant will be renewed.
要重建他的身体。
And this body will be rebuilt.
要他的神的国度完全的降临。
So that the kingdom of God can come down.
你知道为什么我会把这里放一个这个黑客帝国的图片？
So why do I put a Matrix character?
还记不记得在第一集里面
？Do you remember in the first movie of the Matrix.
在第一集里面。他是一个程序员。
So in Matrix, he was a programmer.
他不知道自己是救世主。
So he didn't know he was the savior.
有个女生来给他看一个 tattoo, follow the rabbit. Do you remember?
So there was a tattoo on his shoulder, and then a girl pointed out, said, follow the rabbi.
他是一点一点的明白自己的身份和角色的。
So slowly he understood his role.
但是耶稣不是这样。
However, Jesus is not like that.
耶稣一直知道他就是奇妙。
Because Jesus always knew he was the wonderful one.
他一直知道自己就是这个爱子。
He always knew that he is the beloved son.
他一直知道他的一步一步的走向十字架。
He always knew that he is walking towards the cross.
这一点对我们来说非常重要。
So it is very crucial for us to know.
因为我们在人生的处境中会遇到许多许多很困惑的而模棱两可的事情。
So because there are going to be a lot of things you're going to face in your life that is hard to explain and troublesome.
以我为例。
For example, myself.
我现在每天在街上走都会看到他们在为这个巴勒斯坦的人游行。
So every day I walk on the street and then I see protests on the street about the Palestinians.
啊，真的很感恩。我现在学英语啊，不是在课堂上学习，我是在生活中学习。
So praise the Lord, I'm trying to, I've been learning my English not from a textbook, but you know, from my own personal life.
我看他们游行的那个牌子上写着 "Hand off Palestine."
So they have a banner for the protest. It says "Hands off Palestinian."
要是我写的话，我可能写了一个 "Liberty."
Oh.
Or "Free," something like that.
If I am the one who designed the banner, I'll probably say "Liberty" or
"Free."
Or "Freedom."
但是他们写 "Hand off."
But they said "Hands off."
我觉得是很形象啊。
So it's very vivid.
对，但实际上我觉得他们找不到解决方案。
But indeed, I think there's no solution.
因为以色列人不会停止他们的行为。
Because the Israelites will not stop what they are doing.
如果他们特别 nice 的对巴勒斯坦人，
if they've been nice to the Palestinians,
又可能成为巴勒斯坦人起来之后又会继续去杀害他们的孩子。
你说谁起来以后？
巴勒斯坦人。
But when the Palestinians rise up, they will continue to kill and destroy.
对，就是做恐怖主义的事情。
And you know.Being a terrorist, right?
他们其实是怎么样恶性的循环，我杀你的孩子，你杀我的孩子。
So it's a vicious cycle. So they're killing each other, you know, next generations.
不可能找到在这个世界中找到出路。
There is no way out in this situation.
所以只能是当以色列人受伤害的时候，我们为以色列人难过。
So only when the Jewish are hurt, we feel sad for the Jewish.
巴勒斯坦人受伤的时候，我们被巴勒斯坦人很难受。
If the Palestinians are hurt, then we feel sorry for the Palestinians.
那这个世界的公义和正义到底是什么标准呢
？So what is the standard, you know, for this, for the righteous, you know, on this earth?
所以我们要回到这个稀奇。
So we need to return to this marvelous or the wonderful one.
对，回到这个故事上来。首先，我们看到。这个人栽种了一个葡萄园。
So, we need to return to the parable. So, this man has built this vineyard.
还记不记得在约伯记里面，撒旦在耶和华上帝面前告状
？So, remember the book of Job. So, Satan was accusing Job in front of God.
Yeah, 说他爱你是应该的。
And he said, okay, yeah, he loves you. That's easy for him, right?
因为你怎么样？你在他周围圈上篱笆，保护他。
Because he has put in the hedges or the fences around his property.
他因为你的缘故啊，他家族兴旺，他产业富有。
So because of you, Job was prosperous, you know, prosperous, and then he has a lot of children, a lot of money, you know, a lot of stuff.
这是我们的人生。
So this is our life, right?
上帝其实把篱笆圈在我们周围。
So God actually is putting fences around our lives.
不让仇敌随便的伤害和攻击我们。
So that the enemies will not lay hands on us.
如果那样的事情的话，我们每个人都不能站在这里了。
So if not, then we won't be able to stand firm here today.
同时呢，他还挖了一个亚景池，就刚刚你说那个 wine vat.
And then he built a wine press.
Yeah, 它是两层这个是两层石头凿刻的。
So it's been carved from two layers of rocks.
有点像我们中国人使用的那个水磨，两层。
So it's like the mills that the Chinese used in olden days.
对，它上面那个呢有一个镂空，把那个葡萄挤压之后，那个汁水就流到了下一层那个石槽里面。
So on the top layer there is some kind of hole. So eventually, when you grind the grapes,
这是一个很贵的
And then the wine is
技术难度很高的这个工程。
And the wine will eventually flow down, and it is a very expensive, very very special type of
very quality and really complicated structure.
Okay.
Yeah. 他这样能做这个项目的人，说明他是一个富有的、有能力的人。
So for someone to be able to make a wine press means that he is someone who is rich, who is capable.
他还盖了一座楼，作为瞭望塔来看守这个葡萄园。
And he even built a tower as a watchtower.
还记不记得有一句话说，如果不是耶和华警醒，警醒看守的人就枉然警醒。
Remember the verse says if the Lord is not watching over it, the watchman's watch in vain.
这个葡萄园象征着神建立的以色列国。
So this vineyard represents the Israel that God has built.
也象征着他所创造的整个世界。
And also represents the world that he had built.
这个葡萄园和神与葡萄园主的关系，和这些园户的关系，象征着神的建造和神的立约。
So this vineyard and then also the husbandman and the vineyard represents God's covenant with us.
你有没有发现，其实上帝不只是基督徒的上帝。
So as you can see that the Lord is not just the Lord over believers, the Christians.
上帝是人每一个人类的上帝。
So the God is a God for everyone on this earth.
你即使不是基督徒，你也要按照一天二十四小时那样去生活。
Even if you are not a believer, you still have to live your life, you know, in this 24 hours a day, right?
你也要按照地球引力的那样的物理条件去生活。
And you also have to live under all kind of physics, say the gravity.
你也要按照基本的人际关系去生活。
You have to also live your life according to basic, you know, relationships with others.
就像你在社会中生活的每一个人那样。
It's just like it's everyone is alive in this society.
不论你愿意还是不愿意。
No matter you like it or not.
不论是你承认还是不承认。
Even you agree or not.
你都活在上帝创造的这个世界中。
You all live under this world that has been created
by God.必须按照上帝所颁布的这样的条例去生活。
You have to live according to the principle or the rules that he has set.
现在问题来了。
So the problem comes.
当葡萄园的园主，就是这位天父上帝，打发的仆人去这些园户的去找这些园户的时候。
So when the owner of the vineyard sent out servants to these hired men, so these husbandmen.
刚才我们念了这个圣经，他具体说了几拨人，三拨人。
So as we read earlier, there are three different groups of people that have been sent.
后来又派了很多人。
And he has sent people over there for multiple times.
然而这些园户拒绝按照以前的那个 contract 那些合约去给主人这些果子。
And however, they did not do according what the contract says.They doesn't want to replay with the fruit that they have harvested.
不是说上帝必须要我们的十一奉献。
It's not like God needs our tithes and offering.
而是说，你上帝以色列的神要你们什么呢
？So what does the Lord of Israel wants it from you?
行公义，好怜悯，与你立约的神同行。
Is to be righteous and to walk with God.
即使这样简单的基本条件
，So this is very simple, easy instruction.
活在这个世上的人不愿意去遵守。
And yet, people who live on this earth does not want to follow.
甚至以色列人也不愿意去行守了。
Even the Israelites, you know, doesn't want to do it as well.
如果以色列人遵守这个基本的条件的话，不会有现在的巴勒斯坦战争。
So if Israel do what according to what he says.There will be no war.
我虽然是基督徒
，Even though I am a Christian，
但我不能完全接受以色列现在的行为。
So I cannot accept what Israelites are doing right now.
我觉得巴勒斯坦人需要悔改，以色列人也需要悔改。
I think both parties, Israelites and the Palestinians, should repent.
他们不断的在羞辱和拒绝上帝对他们发出的这样的邀请。
They are continuously reject, you know, the invitation that been sent out by God.
不愿意回到上帝的圣洁的约里面来。
They do not want to return to this holy covenant.
他们就像这些租户一样。
So they are like this, you know, tenants.
他凶恶的对待主人的仆人。
So they've been very rude to the servant that been sent out by God, by the owner.
其实你们可能不知道，当以色列人清洗加沙的时候，不光是那些穆斯林的村庄被夷平，那里面也有基督徒的村庄。
So you know when the Israelites invade Gaza, not just the villages who are Muslims, but even Christian villages has been destroyed as well.
所以他们只是过度的要求自己的利益和安全。
So they've been, you know, overemphasized on their own rights.And their own benefits.
而且就像这里的这个园户一样，表现的是越来越恶。
Just like you know, these tenants in this picture, sorry, in this parable, they become more and more, you know, aggressive towards the servants.
第一次他们拒绝。
So first time, the first seven, they would just you know say no to like.
第二次他们打人。
Second time, they went and strike the man with on the head.
第三次他们杀人。
The third time he killed.
即使是神的儿子来了
，Even the son of God, I mean, sorry, the owner, the son of the owner came.
他们也是杀害耶稣。
And they still they killed Jesus.
耶稣并不只是被杀害了一次。
So Jesus was not just killed for once.
到每一次我们因为自己的利益、自己的立场而拒绝他的时候，都是对耶稣的杀害。
So every time we reject Jesus or you know deny him because of our own benefit, we are putting him on the cross again. We're killing him again.
这里体现了神的忍耐。
So here we see the perseverance, or yeah, from our Lord.
他并不是马上发烈怒来除灭这些人。
So he didn't become immediately angry and then you know like destroy all of us.
他还是一次一次的派出他的仆人。
So again and again, he sent out his servants.
就像我以前说过的 prophet, prophecy, 他这个 pro, 意思是代表上帝来说话的人。
So if you see the word prophecy, the word pro means, you know, someone that came before, like, you know, the, yeah.
所以当你向别人传福音的时候
So when you tell people about gospel,
当你向别人为上帝做一位耶稣做见证的时候
So if you want to share your testimony with others for Jesus
你其实就在做先知性的工作
So you are actually doing a prophetic act
你代表上帝在对他发出邀请
So you are representing God and sending out invitations
从他拒绝上帝的生活中回转
So that he can return from his old life that you know that used to reject God.
重新回到与上帝连接的生活。
So that he can return back to this life that has been connected with our Lord.
所以在耶稣的这个比喻、这个故事中
，So in this parable,
最终的结果是
，So what is the end of it?
爱子虽然会被杀害
，Even though the loved one, the beloved son, has been killed.
他却要成为一个房角石。
And yet he will become this cornerstone.
什么是房角石
？What is a cornerstone?
房角石就是在盖一个房子的时候，它落下的那块石头，第一块石头是整个房子的一个标准。
So the cornerstone is the first stone that should be laid when you build a building, and it become a foundation.
教会必须建立在耶稣基督这块房角石上。
So church has to be built on Jesus Christ, this cornerstone.
整个世界都应该必须标建立在耶稣基督这块房角石上。
And then the whole earth should be built on this foundation of, you know, this cornerstone.
我们所等待的神的国度的降临，这神的国度也必须在耶稣基督这块房角石上。
So this kingdom of God that we've been waiting for should also be built on this cornerstone.
所以它就是奇妙。
So he is the wonderful one, the marvelous one.
我们必须根据他来重新审视自己的人生，审视我们所处立的这个世界。
So we need to, you know, like re-examine our lives, you know, like re-examine our, you know, our world, our society.
当你抓住这个房角石
when you hold on to this cornerstone,
你会观察到一个很奇妙的现象。
And you will see something marvelous.
这个世界中所有在耶稣基督这个分量石之外所建造的都要分崩离析。
So anything that built besides, you know, this Jesus, the cornerstone of Jesus will be demolished.
以前古时候的地那些各大帝国。
So the empires in the past.
曾经兴起一时的苏联。
The Soviet Union, for example.
甚至现在风光一时的美国。
Even the states, U.S. right now.
任何伟大的社会、伟大的国家不在耶稣这个佛教史上，你必然看见它分崩离析。
Any society that is built not on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ will be, you know, will be demolished someday.
在这个人类的历史上出现过很多伟大的人物，就像星光璀璨。
So in the, our history, we see different, you know, great.Man in the past, just like you know, stars, in the night.
他们说过很多很棒的话，他们做过很多很了不起的事情。
Even though they did a lot of great things and said a lot of great stuff,
但是同样不能取代耶稣基督。
And the same, they can never replace Jesus Christ.
任何一个人的生命没有建立在耶稣基督这块 cornerstone 上。
So any of your life that has not been built on the cornerstone,
它都会像灰尘一样消失在人类的历史长河中。
It will be just like the dust, you know, disappearing in the history of mankind.
是的，耶稣自己就是那块被弃绝的石头。
So Jesus Christ himself is the stone that has been rejected.
今天我们的教会，我们所敬拜的圣殿和我们将来的国度都是以这个房角石开始建造的。
So our church, our lives, and then our kingdom of God has all been built upon this cornerstone.
你知道吗？当你接受了这块房角石
，So when you accepted this cornerstone,
你就变成了一个 living stone.
You become this living stone.
这个活石变成了活石，变成了上帝宝贵的生命的记号。
So you become this precious mark of God.
在启示录里面
So in Revelation,
多少次提到这个 living stone?
So many times it has mentioned the word living stone.
上帝指着这个 living stone, 把它当作他得胜的记号。
So God called this living stone to be his victorious sign.
你是上帝得胜的记号。
You are God's victorious sign.
你是上帝的活石。
You are the living stone of God.
你要在天国中显出你的美好的风采来。
So in the heaven you will shine your beauties.
虽然在这个世界我们是如此的默默无闻，如此的朴实无华。
Even though on this earth we may be, you know, nameless, you know, or without fame.
但是在上帝的眼中，我们却是他奇妙的一部分。
However, in God's eye, we are part of Him. We are the wonderful part of Him.
我们是被上帝所拣选，为他永恒的国度所预备的。
So we have been chosen by God, and we have been prepared for this kingdom.
请告诉你身边的人，你是上帝的活石。
Tell the person next to you, you are the living stone.
You are the living stone.
Oh, you are the living stone of God.
Really, that's to see you here.
是神的活石。
我想 repeat 一下今天所讲的信息。
So I want to summarize what I said today.
首先是上帝的慷慨。
So first of all, God's慷慨。
我们的上帝是 generous.
Okay, our generous God.
是我们的上帝是一掷千金、无比慷慨的上帝。
So our God is very generous. It's generous God.
他给葡萄园的设备装备是完全齐全的。
So the vineyard that he has given us has everything.
他给我们每个人的人生所预备的恩典也是齐全的。
So all the grace that he given us, all the blessing that he given to us are complete.
你如果有所缺乏，不要像这个世界要，要像你的神要。
If you are lack of anything, do not ask it from the world, but ask from Him.
你有这样的权利，有这样的责任，要向爱你的天父上帝去寻求你一切的满足。
So you have this right and you have this privilege to ask whatever that you need from God.
第二点，上帝是如此的相信你。
And second of all, God trusts in you, have trust in you.
无论你现在在什么样的处境里面。
No matter what situation you are in.
我想提醒你。
I want to remind you.
神对你的期待非常之高。
God has high expectation from you.
High expectation. 他期待你是非常幸福的活在他的圣约之中。
He wants you to live, you know, happily. He expects you to live happily under his covenant.
无论你还在主日学。
Whether your kids are in Sunday school.
或者像红哥一样已经白发苍苍。
Or like our brother whose hairs are gray.
无论你是面临着生活怎样的挑战。
No matter what kind of situation you are in your life,
还是你已经制定了退休计划
or you are designing your retirement plan,
这都不是你生活的结局。
That is not the end of your life.
你要活在上帝的圣约中。
You need to live under this holy covenant with Him.
上帝要在你身上看到他最宝贵的得胜。
He wants to see His precious victories that is in your life.
第三个信息我们分享的。就是上帝的忍耐。
And then the third message is his perseverance.
哦，不要活在这样的惊恐和这种羞愧中。
Do not live in shame or in fear.
哦，我没法让我的上帝高兴，我又做错了这个，我又做错了这个。
I can never please God. I did this wrong. I did that thing wrong.
哦，我们的上帝是非常忍耐的上帝。
Our God is a gracious God.
他不会天天挑你的毛病。
He's not there, you know, to pick out all your mistakes that you made.
想想你是怎么对你的孩子的。
Just think about what you did to your children.
啊，我的孩子真的是像花儿一样，哎呀。
My children are like flowers.
对，我常常说这么说我自己的女儿。
I always say that to my girls.
我太太是学工程学的。
My wife is a
engineer, 她特别的理性，特别的客观。
She's engineering. She's very logical, very 怎么说？
非常 cool down. 她经常提醒我，哦，你 too much, 你太主观了。
Okay, he will say, okay, you are too much, you are too emotional, like too.
对 ，something like that. 那我们的女儿就是特别普通的女孩子。
Yeah, our girls are just ordinary girls.
哦，但是我这不是一个父亲的视角。
But that's not from my perspective.
哦，在我的心中，在我的视野里面，我的女儿就像花一样。
So in my perspective, in my eyes, my girls are like the flowers.
啊，虽然她们有时候啊上学迟到、不叠床被、特别的懒。
Even though sometimes they late for school or they don't make up their beds, you know, or they have been lazy.
那我从来没有觉得这是问题。
I never thought that was a problem.
因为我爱她们胜过她们一切。
Because I love them more than, you know.
他们做一些不好的事情都是被 covered 了。
Even though they may do something wrong, but is my love has all covered all their problems.
是的，你可以说我们不配上帝这样的爱我们。
You can say that we are unworthy of God's love.
但这就是事实，上帝就是这样的爱我们。
However, that's the truth that God loves us regardless.
他借着耶稣的十字架看我们。
And he sees us through the cross of Jesus Christ.
不是现在我们的样子。
Not like what we see, you know, like with our own eyes.
而是我们在天国中的样子。
But they see us as if he sees us in heaven.
所以当耶稣宣告这个故事的结局的时候。
So when Jesus tells of the ending of the story.
你想这个葡萄园主，他可以盖这个守望楼，他可以做那个 one fat， 他可以修这么大的一个园子，他不是一个没兵没将没权的人。
So imagine this vineyard owner. He is the one capable of building a watchtower and putting a hedge around it, and then make a wine press. He is not someone, you know, that is without power or authority.
他一定会兴起兵丁，消灭这些悖逆的园户。
So he is able to rise up, you know, soldiers, you know, armies to destroy those tenants.
这更显出了这些园户的愚昧。
And that you can see that how foolish those tenants are.
每一个人类的都要如此。
So all of us as a human will be like that too.
面对上帝的审判和公义。
We need to face this judgment one day.
他必然得胜。
And he will always triumph.
COVID 已经教训了我们，这么小小的一个细菌可以杀死我们每一个人。
So we have already taught a lesson from COVID, you know, from such small virus.
Such small comments, virus can kill us at all. 何况这么大大的一个上帝，创造宇宙的上帝。
Even this tiny little virus that you know can kill us, how much more can a God do? You know, who created heaven and earth, right?
我想分享两位约翰的话语。
So I want to share two sayings from two Johns. Both are John.
Yeah, both of John. 一个是公元五世纪的这个东正教的神父，叫许苏多摩，也叫金口约翰。
So when is that John?
Yeah, 五世纪，公元五世纪的啊。他说他们杀了仆人，最后连儿子也不放过，这不是无知，而是蓄逆的叛逆。
So this guy said, even though they kill the servant and even the son, so that is they are acting not in foolishness, but rather is more rebellious.
我们不能在上帝面前说，哎呦 ，I'm sorry, 我就是 knowledgeless, 我 just ignoring, 我只是无知而已。哦，你不能这么说了。
So you cannot say, oh, I didn't know, I was just being foolish. You cannot say that.
当你拒绝耶稣的时候，你是叛乱。
So when you reject Jesus, you are being rebellious.
同样，这是上个世纪二十世纪的啊，英国福音派的一个啊牧师，他说，福音既是对恩典的邀请，也是对不结果子的审判宣告。
And this guy John Scott, from the 1920s. Okay, so he's a pastor from the UK. He said, the gospel is an invitation for grace.But it's also a judgment for not being bearing fruits.
所以你不要做星期天的基督徒。
So do not become a Sunday Christian.
你不要以为躲在家里面就可以上天国了。
Don't think that if you hide in your household, you can be able to go to heaven.
你要向你的葡萄园主交果子。
You need to give the fruits back to the owner of the vineyard.
这个果子就是圣灵在你生命中所结的果子。
So this fruit is the fruit that has been, you know, given to you by the Holy Spirit.
你要成为一个以耶稣的房角石为中心去生活的人。
You need to become a person that live your life by this cornerstone.
你要接受圣灵给你的属天的礼物。
You need to receive the gifts from heaven by the Holy Spirit.
就是你越来越像耶稣。
So that you become more and more like Jesus.
渴望他的国度降临。
So that you long for his kingdom to come.
所以如果是在一般的教会里面，这个讲道就结束了。
So in an ordinary church, usually we end here.
因为现在太多的教会把讲台变作一个知识的课堂。
So a lot of churches has built this altar as a place for getting knowledge.
却没有给你这个 bridge, 这个路径，如何真正的成为耶稣的好园户。
However, they haven't shown you the, you know, the right way or the bridge in order to become a good tenant of our Lord.
我们今天所给出的这样的回应就是要在圣灵里面审查自己。
So today we're going to examine ourselves in the Holy Spirit.
我们在圣灵里面默默地问自己。
So in Holy Spirit, we ask ourselves these questions.
今天的我到底受了多少神的恩惠？
So today, how much blessings have we got from God?
他把这样丰富的恩典和才干赐给我们，我们应该如何使用上帝给我们的这些才干？
So he has given us such, you know, giftings and blessings. How are we going to use that?
我的人生终点不再是退休。
So our the goal of our life is not rich retirement,
而是要面对向我收账的耶稣。
But rather, we need to face this God who is going to ask us the fruit that we have.
这葡萄园的主人要回来。
So the owner of the vineyard will return.
他让我们交出这个果子。
And he's going to ask you for the fruit.
我们用什么的态度，用什么样的果子来回应他？
How are you going to respond with what kind of attitude? What kind of fruit can you give?
我们在圣灵里面是否能够发现这样的真相？
So in the Holy Spirit, are we able to see the truth?
神对不结果子的枝条是严厉的。
So to those who those branches that do not bear fruit, God has been very firm.
我们是不是能够承受这样的后果？
So can you, you know, bear the consequences?
我们是不是因着圣灵的感动，接受了耶稣作为救主？
So by the Holy Spirit, we have accepted our Lord Jesus Christ.
如今我们不但借着圣灵得受得生，也能够把这圣灵所结的果子能够分享给身边的人。
Not only we receive this new life through Holy Spirit, and more we can, you know, pass out the fruit that we have from the Holy Spirit and give it to others.
当我们看到这张图画，要知道啊，当时的祭司长、那些文士、那些在宗教里面掌权的人，他们拒绝耶稣，离开耶稣。
So earlier we see in the picture those priests, the head of priests, the scribes, they've been, you know, they have rejected Jesus Christ.
但是我们今天是愿意马上悔改，马上跟随耶稣，还是我们要离开他？
So are we here to, you know, follow Jesus, to accept him immediately, or are we here, you know, to reject him?
那么今天我也在圣灵里面有这样的宣告。
So in the Holy Spirit, I want to proclaim this.
神是奇妙的。
God is a wonderful God.
他不会永远缺席。
He will, you know, never be, you know, absent.
他是忍耐的。
He's a perseverance God.
他也是公义的。
He is also a righteous God.
他更是得胜的。
He's a victorious God.
哦，他要的不是一个更大的园子。
He doesn't want a bigger vineyard.
他要我们生命中结出真的果子。
However, he wants our lives to bear true fruits.
哦，当人说哦，这个产业，这个 property 是我的。
When people say, "Okay, I have this property,"
神却要告诉你，这个房角石是我的。
Yeah, the God will say, "The cornerstone is mine."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So our dear brothers and sisters,
你要一直活在耶稣这个房角石上。
You have to continue to live on this cornerstone of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。今天呢，我们在信息之后呢，有圣餐。我们一般是每个月的第一次的聚会，会颁领圣餐。
So today we are going to have a communion because it's the first week of the month. Yes.
Yeah. 所以今天我们谁来颁领圣餐呢？来，好，好，请两位请向前面。
So, Fairy and Dashi, then help us.
好，请我们受过洗的弟兄姐妹请示例。
Okay, those who you can rise if you have been baptized, you can participate.
我们做一个祷告，然后我们可以上来领圣餐。
So we'll pray, okay, and then we're gonna take the communion.
在主被卖的那一夜。
So on the night that the Lord Jesus was betrayed,
他举起杯来。
So he held up this cup.
这是我说，这是我为新约所流的宝血。
So he said, "This is the blood I have shed for you."
你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You have to do this to remember me.
饭后还有掰开饼。
So after he break the bread,
他说，这是我为你们所掰开的身体。
So this is the body I have broken for you.
你们当如此行。
You have to do this.
为的是纪念我。
To remember me.
2000年来，教会一直如此的行。
So for about 2000 years, the church has been doing this.
直到主的再来。
Until the coming of Christ.
求主纪念我们今天的圣餐。
May the Lord remember our communion today.
赦免我们的罪孽。
And forgive all our sins.
让我们结出与他恩典相称的果子来。
So that we can bear fruit that can be in accordance to his grace in our life.
愿圣灵在我们当中。
May the Holy Spirit be with us.
祝福我们的圣餐。
Bless our communion.
祝福我们的教会。
Bless our church.
分别为圣。
So that we can be set apart as holy.
你让我们每个弟兄姐妹在这里面都得着喂养。
So that all the brothers and sisters can be fed within this.
我们这里仰望感恩祷告奉靠耶稣的名。
So in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.